You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Turn to somebody and say, God knows where you are. That's an important thing to know, that you know that God is where you are. Because sometimes we can feel like God doesn't know where we are. God doesn't know exactly what's going on in our lives. I know in our minds we don't think, well, God knows where I am. In our emotions, sometimes we can feel like God doesn't know exactly what I'm going through right now. And so I want to tell you today that God not only knows where you are, he wants to intersect with you. And so I've entitled this sermon, When God Intersects. When God Intersects. And I believe this is something that's very powerful, very on time for us right now, to know that God wants to have a moment with you. God wants to intersect. God wants to do something that for the rest of your life, it will be impacted by a moment that God has with you. So I want to start here in Exodus 3:1. If you'll go with me, Exodus 3:1. Exodus 3:1 says, one day Moses was tending the flocks of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flocks far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed with flames, it didn't burn up. This is amazing, Moses said to himself. Why is that bush not burning up? I must go see it. When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush. And we'll just pause right there. The way this passage begins is one day, Moses, one day. Can I tell you that God knows what your day looks like? He knows exactly what your day entails, exactly what you're going through, exactly the circumstances that you have, that you're dealing with, the things that are on your plate right now, the things that concern you. He knows exactly everything that's going on. Look at somebody one more time and say, God knows what's going on with me. One day, Moses. I like that. He knows every circumstance in your life. And this was true of Moses, and it's true of us. God knows. This next part, I like to call that job. Now, Moses was out there with the sheep. I'm sure it wasn't his perfect job. It wasn't his favorite thing to do, but it was what he was doing in the moment. Amen. Anybody ever had that job? Wasn't your favorite thing. It wasn't your perfect fit. It wasn't the thing that you were dreaming at night. Not your life's ambition. It was just that job. So Moses had that job. He would wake up in the morning. He had his routine. He'd get up, have his breakfast, go on out there with the stinky sheep, do his thing, do his work, come back, eat, sleep, repeat his routine. And Moses had had some bumps in the road. Moses had had some potholes in his life. He'd had a run-in with the Egyptian police, had to go on the run a little bit. But now he had a new start. He had a new job, but that job happened to be that job. But he was faithful in it. He was faithful in it. And I don't know if you know this, but long before the Broadway musical, The West Side Story, there was actually a West Side Story in the Bible. In the translation that I read, it said, and Moses brought the flocks around to the west side of Mount Sinai. So I want to tell you, it's a really good, if you haven't read this, it's a great production. God does the voice of God. Moses is the lead role. Fantastic production. There's actually even some special effects, some pyrotechnics. There's a burning bush. You'd really, really enjoy it. So the first West Side Story. And Moses brings his flock around to the west side, or some translations say the back side of the mountain. I think there's times in our lives that we feel like nobody sees us. We feel like we're on the back side of the mountain. Maybe nobody knows what we're going through. We feel a little bit isolated. Moses is getting up every morning. He's going to that job, and some days that takes him to a place that he's on the backside of the mountain where he feels that nobody really sees what's gone on with him and what's going on with him. And maybe, just maybe, even God doesn't know what's going on in his life. The backside of the mountain can be difficult. When I was in my early 20s, me and my family, we used to take snow skiing trips. And it was a lot of fun. We loved to do it. And this is the way that the snow skiing trip, this is how the mountain would normally work. On the front side of the mountain, there was the nice runs. You got the green, the beginners, and you got the blue. You had the intermediate, right? But the backside was very different. The backside of the mountain, they had what was called black diamond runs. And the black diamond runs were for expert level skiers. Okay, this is not something that you try. You could get hurt if you don't know what you're doing. So on the front side, there's the happy green circles. That's for beginners. There's the blue boxes. Those are also nice. It's for intermediate when you get to know what you're doing. But the black diamonds are on the backside, and they're a little bit scary. And I think that's what happens in our lives, that we have these black diamonds. But let me continue with the story. So our family is there, and we're skiing the whole day. And, you know, I'm a pretty good skier. And we're there at the top of the mountain, and we can choose to go on the front side of the mountain, or we could go on the back side of the mountain. And my dad and I, we were kind of looking for a little thrill. Anybody ever looking for like a little something extra, you know, a little punch, a little something? Prophet Dennis, we were talking about a little something extra yesterday. So we said, you know what, let's take an easy black diamond and see if we can do it. So we found this one run. It was called the Iron Horse. Now that doesn't sound too bad, right? The Iron Horse. We looked down. It sounds real wrong. We looked down and it looks like it's not really that steep. It's like a... The decline is not that bad. We could handle this, the Iron Horse. And so we get going, and we get down the first 2 minutes of it. And this little gentle decline turns into a cliff. And for the next 20 to 25 minutes, there was a lot of tumbling. There was snow going everywhere. There was skis flying all over. The ski poles. The Iron Horse. The backside of the mountain can be treacherous. We were all right, by the way. Nobody got hurt in this story. But the backside of the mountain is where things happen that are unforeseen. The backside of the mountain, there's unknowns. And in all of our journey, there are times when we go on the backside of the mountain, whether we like it or not. And that's where Moses was, on the backside of the mountain. Does God see what's going on? Do others know what I'm going through? Sometimes, just like Moses, you're on the backside of the mountain and you feel like you're waiting for something. Anybody ever felt like you're waiting for something? You're waiting for something. You're waiting for that next breakthrough or that next season or that promotion or that healing to happen. You're waiting for something. You're just waiting. Moses was just waiting. He knew there had to be something more to his life. He goes from being a prince of Egypt and living in this life of luxury, and then these terrible things happen. He finds out about his heritage, and now he's had to go on the run, and now he's got a new start. But the new start isn't everything that he dreamed of. He's in that job with the stinky sheep or the stinky co-workers. I'm just saying. And he's saying, there's got to be more. I'm waiting for something. And maybe we're waiting on God, or maybe God's waiting on us. Waiting. Sometimes in life, we're waiting. Now, I love my baby daughter, and I would do anything for her, but she broke her headphones, and I said, Daddy's going to buy you a new pair of headphones. Okay, she likes to use her headphones. And so we find it on Amazon. Anybody ever buy anything from Amazon? That's like the thing. Amazon's taking over the world. Okay, they're going to buy Whole Foods. They're going to buy the Walgreens. I don't know. They're going to buy everything. So we're going to get these new headphones. We pick out these headphones. We buy these headphones. And I have the 2-day delivery thing. So that's fast to me. But to a child, 2 days is an eternity. She's waiting. And it's like every 30 minutes. Daddy, is my package? Did you hear anything about the package? Is the package coming? Is the package on its way? It's like, no, sweetie, it's tomorrow by 9 o'clock p.m. Did you hear anything about the package? Did the package come? Are you sure it's going to be all the way till 9 o'clock? Could come earlier? No, baby. It's going to be 9 o'clock. I send her to her grandma's house. Saying, God, Daddy needs a little break from the package thing. She's over there. She finds a cell phone. She texts me, Daddy, has my package arrived? I'm kind of impressed at this point. I'm like, she's 7 years old. She's texting me on a phone. But we're like that sometimes in our lives. We're like, when God? When God? When Daddy God? When is it coming? When is my package? When is my blessing coming? We're in that season and we're waiting. But I want to tell you, and I want to encourage you today, that God is always on time. He's better than Amazon. God is always on time. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter if you're on the backside of the mountain, no matter if you feel like people don't know what you're going through, you feel like God has forgotten about you, you've been waiting, you feel like you've been waiting forever, God is always on time. And I just feel like I just need to say that to somebody today. Doesn't matter if you feel like you've been waiting forever, God is still right on time. In our perspective, when we get on in the unknown of the backside of the mountain, I want to remind you today, God is on time. God is on time. And if we can think of Him as the wonderful, amazing Heavenly Father that He is, it helps us to understand. Because sometimes as His children, we are like that. When is the package arriving? When is the package arriving? Every 30 minutes, when is the package arriving? But God is on time. So Moses is in that job with the stinky sheep, the backside of the mountain, and he's waiting for what feels like forever. But then, just then, something catches his eye. Something grabs his attention. In the midst of all this monotony of his routine and the regular, something catches his eye. And it's this burning bush. And he says, maybe this is what I've been waiting for. Have you ever been there like that? You've been just waiting and something grabs your attention. Something catches your eye. Something pulls you in. I'm not talking about a late night TV advertisement about diet or workouts. I'm talking about something that's life changing. Not that new car, that new gadget. I'm talking about something that has the potential to change everything. Something catches your eye. Something grabs your attention. And this is what happens with Moses. Something grabs pulls him in. He sees, what is this? Is this what I've been looking for? Is this what I've been waiting for? And God is still looking to catch your eye, to grab your attention. And just like Moses, there was a burning bush for Moses. God is still giving burning bushes. God is still looking to catch your eye and grab your attention, to have a moment, to have an intersection with you. This is his desire. Because one experience with God will change your life. One experience with God will change your life forever. When God steps in, he clarifies, he course corrects. But one thing is sure, you're never the same. You're never the same. Maybe you've had a moment like this. Maybe you've had a couple moments like this. Or maybe you're waiting on your moment to say, I need to intersect with God. I've been waiting for something. I've been waiting for something. I've even gone through times where I've gotten weary with waiting. And ask myself the question, does God even know where I am right now? Has God forgotten about me? Moses must have been in that same place. He started his life out with all these miracles, right? This miraculous, he comes into the world, he's in the Red Sea, floated down the Nile, and now he's rescued out of the Nile and he's adopted. Powerful start. But it just seemed like it kind of went downhill from there. Backside of the mountain. But God wanted to intersect with Moses, and God wants to intersect with his sons and daughters. I want to encourage you today. When God intersected with Moses, it not only changed his life forever, but there was about 2 million other people that were that intersection affected their life. So when God intersects with you, it not only forever changes your life, but everybody that you'll ever be connected to will be affected by the changes of when God intersects. See, we have to expand the breadth of our expectations of what God is going to do for us. Does God love you? Absolutely. But God's vision is oftentimes so much larger than what we have. You see, God, at the same time as intersecting with you, at the same time as blessing you, can bless a whole people group surrounding you. And that's what he did with Moses. You see, he didn't just touch Moses. He didn't just put his hand on Moses. He put his hand on about 2 million people at the same time. So when God is looking to intersect with you, he's also looking to intersect with about a whole group of people. God moves and he touches whole families. He touches whole people groups. And yeah, sometimes he touches whole nations through one intersection. The power of God. The power of when God intersects with man. Will you stand with me today? I really want to encourage you in this today. I really want to encourage you in this today because God wants to intersect. Would you just close your eyes and get a picture in your mind of God intersecting with you and the dreams that you've been sitting on coming to pass? God intersecting with you and the things that you've been feeling in your spirit that you've been waiting on, whether you know what you've been waiting on or whether you don't know what you've been waiting on, but you just know you've been waiting for something. Just begin to think about God intersecting and bringing those dreams to life. God intersecting and bringing a blessing into your life. God intersecting and bringing healing into your life. God intersecting and intervening in circumstances in your life. God wants to intersect with you today. And I just want to ask our prayer team to come down, and I want to open up the altar today, because I feel like, you know, God wants to intersect with people today. And maybe you're saying, Pastor Josh, that's me. I'm looking for something. Some may say, I know what I'm looking for. Others may say, I don't even know what I'm looking for, but I know I'm waiting on God to do something. I want you to come down to the altars as we sing, because I believe God is going to intersect with people today, because He loves His sons and daughters, and He wants to have an intersection. He wants to move in your life. He wants to do things that you've been waiting on. He wants to do things that you've been waiting for a breakthrough. You've been waiting for a healing. You've been waiting with expectation. And God is a good God. God is a good God. And that's what He's saying. I want to have a moment with you. I want to have a moment with you to intersect.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.